Harper Audio presents, Thanks, Obama, My Hopey Changey White House Years, by David Litt. This is the author. For Jackie, who sees right through me and likes me anyway. A note regarding facts, on the theory that they still exist. I didn't keep a diary while working at the White House. I didn't want anything Congress could subpoena. This book is based on memory, vigorous Googling, and stories told and retold to family and friends. To the extent possible, it has been professionally fact-checked. Every quotation includes as much verbatim language as I can recall and preserves, at the very least, the intention of what was said. I tried to be particularly careful when those quotes are President Obama's. For public figures, I used real names. For most others, I used pseudonyms. Introduction. Arugula on Air Force One. That motherfucker be sliding! The guy leaning out his car window doesn't know he's shouting at the motorcade. Nor, in all likelihood, would he care. It is January 20th, 2016, and an inch of snow has fallen on the District of Columbia. That's more than enough to throw the nation's capital into chaos. We're halfway between Frozen and Mad Max. Presidents aren't supposed to get stuck in traffic. That's one of the job's best perks. Tonight, however, is an exception. The same snowstorm that emerged from nowhere to snarl Washington's roads grounded the president's helicopter. There wasn't even time to clear a path for his car. The best the military office could offer was an upgrade. Ordinarily, POTUS travels in the Beast, a tank wearing a limousine costume, but with ice on the ground, thick armor plating has been traded in for traction. Barack Obama is still commander in chief.